Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to go inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It's brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, good afternoon. What is going on in the crazy and wacky wild world of gossip?
It's definitely crazy. Jersey Shore is Ronnie and Jen. Again, we thought we were done with them, but no. He is now saying that Jen got into his house when he was sleeping and started attacking him with
eyeliner.
Yes,
found in the trash. Now, what's he doing with eyeliner?
Well, no, because she's claiming you're cheating on me because that's not mine. I'm like, Wait a minute, I thought you two were broken up after he got tased.
It's amazing. The judge ordered Jen to stay 100 yards away from Ronnie until this thing settles down a little bit.
Yep.
So he got an emergency order of protection against domestic violence, which is in effect through February 25th.
What's going on with these two? Oh, my God, they're so toxic. Another Jersey Shore news. Snooki's asking moms if you've ever peed on your Peloton.
Oh, really?
Yes, she says she has
that
problem.
Is there a little bladder issue there?
Yeah, after having her baby, she goes, yep.
Wow. So you're going like a bat out of hell, and all of a sudden.
There you go.
Hey, now.
So Demi Lovato, she's going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Fantastic. Good for her. Big comeback. Yeah. That's going to be on February 2nd. And, of course, we'll see her at the Grammys performing on January 26th.
That's right. She's doing
big comeback for her.
So Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner, they are being sued over their lace underwear.
Apparently these guys that produce like the design
for
the
lace.
The lace production, they're suing them. The Clobber Brothers, they want some money because of their two-dimension design artwork said it was ripped off by the girls.
Have you ever noticed the difference in laces? I don't know. I just never looked that close to think that there's different patterns.
Gina, I've been married for 14 years now.
Okay.
I haven't seen lace in well over a decade, so that's not the question to ask me.
Go to my mom's house. She's got some lace doilies still on the thing. Yeah,
your mother has lace?
Doilies!
Oh, doilies. Okay. Well, if you sew enough of them together, it could get kind of kinky.
So Sean Penn, who is 59, walking the red carpet with his much younger girlfriend.
Yeah, she's only 27. Her name is Lila George. DiCaprio was there, although his 22-year-old girlfriend didn't attend, Camilla Marone. So, there's only a 32-year difference between Sean and his girlfriend.
Well, Leo's just as bad, too, but we won't get on him.
22 years.
Yeah,
at least she's 27.
I'm telling you, Leo's going to trade her out soon. They hit that expiration date. You're gone. So, and finally, Sean Penn, his ex, you can almost forget about that he dated Charlize Theron. She was on Kimmel last night talking about one of her worst dates. And she said she was out with this guy. They had dinner and then they were kissing at the end of the night. And then he whispers into her ear, make out with my nose.
What?
Yes!
Wait a minute.
Come on, Shark. Like, you have never asked a girl to do that?
No. I can honestly say I have not. Make out with my nose.
No.
Please.
Yuck. Especially after you sneezed and stuff. Yeah. Kiss it. No.
That's disgusting. Why?
Yes, it is. What? I don't know.
You got foot fetishes, nose fetishes.
Nose fetishes. Some people have armpit fetishes, too, I hear.
Really?
Yes.
I've never experienced any of that.
Sniffing armpits. Yeah, I don't know. I saw that the other day on TV. I was like, what?
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
nothing.
Okay.
No.
Thanks anyways. Nice meeting you. Where do you live again? I'll drop you right off.
Yeah.
Have a great night. Mm-hmm. Nice seeing you.
Next.
Oh my God. All right, Gina. Well, we'll have to get over that. That's not a good visual for me.